Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh.
Getting to know you guys. I hope you're ready to go wild. It's March 17th, so happy St. Patrick's Day. Today the topic will be about green energy, all the different effects they do and the abilities that the green energy can do for you. I know a lot of you are writing in already, and go ahead, get a hold of me at that website at psychicjethro.com. You guys got to check it out, see what's going on, find out my latest things that we're doing, and we are having fun up here in Virginia. A lot of you friends and family contacting me lately of how do I go in and get the reading? Right there on the website, the best way to do it. It's easier, it takes time. If you call my phone number, it's going to have to be a message phone, because what I've got right now is I'm taking right off the site. You can schedule when you want, how you want, whether you want an email reading, a half an hour, a full hour. I'm here for you. This is Psychic Jethro. Some of you guys know me, some of you don't. I'm going to introduce myself. I am part Native American. I was born with the gift of sight. I was able to see energy around individuals. And then at the age of 8, I had a very unfortunate incident where they taught me how to swim by putting me in a little wading pool, pulling me out into the club swimming pool, and it had a slit in the bottom. So when the little wading pool went down, the plastic pool, me and my lovely friend April were supposed to dog paddle swim or begin to swim. We didn't. We grabbed each other and went straight to the bottom. And unfortunately, they had to revive me. When they got me revived, I had the ability of being able to be clairaudient and hear the guides. thus now, Psychic Jethro, as you're talking to today. I will not do that with you in my classes, which we have here at Sundays on Alexandria at 5 p.m., but I will work with you with master teacher trainings that I learned in the Rocky Mountains through up in Wind Canyon and through the Shoshone Reservation, and then later on in Sedona, Arizona. I will work with you and teach you how to open that sixth sense. And I say we because today you guys always want the best of the best. I have a special guest star. This was really a good friend of mine and just a strong, positive Scorpio individual. I know a lot of you guys have been teasing us already about two Scorpios on the show again, Jethro. You always have Libras or Scorpios. It seems like a lot of your people are here. Probably because that's my moon and sun. I don't know why. They just seem to come to me, and I thank the guides for them. I bring you Sunita Shinde. Sunita, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Wonderful. I was going to tease you because she's one of our strong healers and workers here on our Friday nights. So come to Alexandria. Today's a day for all of us that are getting pennies. We're finding pennies from heaven, feathers from light messages, all of those metaphysical things. St. Patrick's Day is a wonderful day for those of you who know wearing the green because green enhances the energy. Sunita, have you ever experienced a St. Patrick's Day where things went odd? There's a little bit of rumor that sometimes a leprechaun or other energies can come into your St. Patrick's Day and make it odd. Would you share a story with us on your St. Patrick's days?
I usually find pennies all over the place on St. Patrick's Day especially. I haven't had any kind of weird goings on, or maybe if I have, I just kind of chalked it up to the energy of the day. But being psychic and being attuned to the energies, the universe works weirdly sometimes. So I'm really sensitive to the energy of, how the energy of the universe is that day. And, sometimes you find tons of feathers and other days none. And, some days you get little, weird little gremlins taking your stuff and things like that. And then next day you find it in the exact same place you thought it was. So really on St. Patrick's Day, especially today, nothing so much. A little bit of technical glitches, but other than that, just a normal day.
I love it. And you guys are calling in and contact. We've got a few guys have found Sunita's picture. She's a very nice-looking woman. I'm very interested in asking her, how does she deal with you, Jethro? Two Scorpios in a circle. I've heard really good work, and I'm going to be over there in Alexandria. There's a big joke that sometimes you say that she gets really intense and does healing on her own. Sunita, is it true, or is Jethro just pulling my leg? What has been going on with you in Alexandria?
Jethro says that I heal people, just my energy goes and heals them. I'm really not aware of that. It's just something that happens. So, if you come in, I'm sure, my little octopus arms will touch you too. So.
I love it. She's very, and I love you guys, she's a very modest lady. She's very ability. She's not only a Reiki master, phenomenal healer, but what I was so impressed is she was brought to us with a prayer, and I've got a couple of you writing in. Yes, she will have to talk to you about her descent. We have a couple of friends of mine writing me back in Colorado. And Jethro, I saw the picture. She is obviously of Indian descent. What really impresses me is that you always seem to find those people like Ganesh that just go through and work. I can't wait to meet her. I'm going to come over for some of your classes. I listened in yesterday to Ken Elliott. Please let me know when the manifesting classes are there because I want to book a session with Sunita and have her help me with some obstacles I'm having in my energy field. Perfect thing. Sunita can help you. Let's ask Sunita that. Sunita, I don't only tease her. I just really respect her. Those of you know, I'm very insistent about my – I get the best of the best. Sunita is not only a friend but a very gifted worker. She proves that every time we get together. Sunita, what I was wondering is we have people here that are writing in about those energy fields. We know and you brought up a little bit about your totem, which really has got some other people writing in. Wow, she has – yes, she does. And you guys, our KK found that out. Our purple girl, as yeah. You know, my fiance was the one who saw that. And what was so impressive about it is Sunita's got abilities of working the eight modalities. So those of you who know about the healing, get a hold of us. She doesn't only balance, she works with the energy. She makes sure that you feel, a part of it and helps heighten your guides. Sunita, how would you explain to them someone's having an energy block? What would be the first steps you would take or what would you advise them to do to get ready for a healing or a session with you?
First thing really would be to just relax and think of your intention. What do you want from the healing? And then when we sit down and do the healing, I'll, you know, ask you what your intent is, and then we'll kind of go from there. And, you know, if what your intent is really what you need, then you'll get it. And then we'll kind of work a way to start manifesting a little bit. That's the great thing about Reiki, is that you manifest when you get a healing, and then your healing helps me. So I manifest through that too. So I kind of love Reiki like that. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Excellent. Jethro, I got to tell you something. I wanted to hear some of your sound effects. You used to play them. We thought it was hilarious yesterday. What were you looking for when the baby laughed? I was trying to find clapping hands. We have an audience working here with us in the system, and we work with some groups. And unfortunately, I hit the wrong button. Yes, we are having some, like, that's why you heard the baby laugh. The baby laughed for no apparent reason other than it was happy. So we want to tease all of you that are writing in. We're having a blast. We're going to grab the phones. Call 773-897-6461 to get that reading. This is the only place you can get that free reading. So do be aware, you know, this is what I do to show you who I am, and I show this to you. But I want you to call so you get to know. And I want to help you on the radio. So you've got to get through the radio to do that. I do want to thank all of you fans. And that's the great part about it. We have a large list. So you may call in, and we usually do this in 60 minutes. Today we're doing a special show because we were lucky enough to get Sunhita and have fun. Those of you know, Patty Negri is out there in Texas. She's working. She's American Federation right now, bringing it in and grabbing it out. Those of you who are in Texas, I really will be there someday with you. We're working on that, and I bless all of you. Unfortunately, I had to stay home because I had to work here, which was really good, but I will help you someday there. So definitely catch Patty there in Austin. Those of you know her site, PattyNegri.com. We've got a couple of friends. We're going to grab the phones. We will limit it down. I do encourage you guys, give us your name a little bit quick. We'll go with the energy. I love general readings, and I want you just to have what you get read. We will go on, and so I hope you realize that we're going to fast pace because the guy time is a clicking. So we got them going on here. We got 515. You're live on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you doing, 515?
Good. How are you?
Good. You were the one I tested you on the phone. I scared you a little bit earlier. I think you were a little spooked to answer me back.
Yes.
And you got two Scorpios here with strong energy. When we hit this airwaves, things went Lulu. So I had to see if there was real people out there because it told me your name was EGBGF. Now, that's a real good musical note, but I don't. Now it's telling me, you know, is it? So give me your full name here, or give me a name, and let's see what we can do, okay?
Sure. My name is Jen, and my question is, I'm interested in this guy named Chris. I'm just wondering if you can pick up what his intention is, if he's looking for a relationship or more just like some fun.
Ooh, I'm going to let Sunita start this. What do you feel with Chris? What's he up to?
Let me see. I think he's looking for a relationship, but he doesn't know if you're it. And right now, I think he wants to have some fun. So, I mean, if you can stick it out a little bit, it might be good. Once you get to know
him.
I agree. Okay. I agree with her, and I feel that. And I feel there's an energy around him. I keep picking up that he seems to be mechanically inclined or something. I'm seeing him, like, handling things, working with stuff, this gentleman. And I feel like he's wanting to I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm not sure about that, but I don't know him that well.
No, that's okay, because this is a good thing to have with the reading, because if this guy isn't, then I'm picking up someone who's stronger, because what I'm picking up, that this person that does this with the mechanical, working with things, hands and stuff, is the person you're going to be with. Your guide is telling me when I asked permission, Jen, to read you with it, is the guide said she's going to end up with a person who likes to do these kind of things, and I feel like you need to have somebody who's active. He's got to be, let's do some things, Jen. I don't feel you with a casual person. I feel like you had someone before who was just real, real laid back. I don't feel that for you. I feel someone who's doing it. I keep seeing this person, like, working on things, hand action, things like that. They tell me that look for the blue. There's a lot of blue energy. This person drives a blue vehicle, too, that you're going to be with. And it is this year that you get a strong relationship.
Oh, well, good. Good.
Is he tall and dark? Is he tall and dark?
Average height and bald.
Okay, no, because I'm seeing you with someone tall and dark.
I think Chris is okay, but I see someone better is coming along. That woo woo is what we're both hearing. We love you, Jen.
Okay,
get back with us to let
us
know. Thank you. We're going wild. You got a quick one today, but we're going in there more. Make sure you get a hold of us on our websites there. And my site is www.jethrosmith.net, or you can catch me at psychicjethro.com. Tell them real quickly your site, Sunhita, that we've got them pushing. These guys are shoving to get in here.
I don't have a site yet, but my email is 3hearthealing@gmail.com. So if you have a question, you can always email me.
And those of you new on Facebook, catches there, you can see that her name, and it's spelled S-U-N-I-T-A. I did mess that up, didn't I, the first time?
Well, yeah.
I'm a great reader, but I've had a little trouble. That's why my English teacher put me in the corner. Those of you calling in, we're going to pull you out of the corner, 281. Let's go have some fun. Psyche's gone wild. How are you, 281?
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. Can I get a name? And we got a question. I can feel your energies there.
Yes, my name is Dejan, and my question was, I'm supposed to be getting a job offer, but I'm not sure when, so I just wanted to know, when do you see me getting a job offer between now and next week?
I get a yes with you, Dejan. I thank you. I could feel the vibration with you. They're telling me you've got a lot of strong maroon energy. I feel like you've been going at things and looking at them, but I feel like what's happened is you had to kind of find that part of you. I'm seeing something with you that's more – I keep seeing a working vehicle. I'm seeing things going back and forth on action. They tell me that guides and angels that you're very a studious person, and I feel like you've been waiting for the job, but I feel it's coming in. You put this thing on computer, or you put – something in on the computer with your name, correct?
Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing. I keep seeing the numbers 089. Sunhita, would you help Dejan here? What are you feeling with him on the job?
I'm getting that he'll get the offer, but it might not be the right fit for him. Yeah,
and okay. I feel like this may be a job and you take something better along. You have another creative ability. There's something about you that's very resonating and very positive that you're going to get to do what you really love a little later on in the year. They're showing me more like May or June. I agree with her. You may get the thing, and then later I feel like I agree with her with that. We both are getting this with you. Let us know as you get this, and we're going to put some positive energy towards you that to help you get to clear that up, to make sure you get the right in and get a good job.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, guys. We're grabbing them. I know they're going, Jethro, what happened? You normally do an hour show. You bring us in cool people like Sunhita. Then you just give us a taste. Well, we're an appetizer today. We love you guys. And definitely contact us. Come in. Get a hold of us there on Facebook. I want you guys that are friends that are calling in to contact us. You never want to just take this little bit of a reading and run. You want to get in and do the full one. I know if you have a little tight times, contact me there at the site and get an email reading. You can do an email reading right there on the site at psychicjethro.com and put in an email. That way it takes it. Give me a couple days. I've got to type it out and I've got a lot going. But if you call in on the phone and you set up a phone reading, you can get that right then. Half an hour or an hour, if you depend on your budget or what you want to do. The email takes a couple days. Send me a picture, three questions. You get it in. Then you can really make a large decision. I never, it's like telling, I want to go in and have heart surgery, but I want you just to do a little bit and then let me go. You got to go in and do the full part. I pride myself, as you guys got here, that I am a quick talker. I've got people teasing me. This is Lisa over in Georgia. Jethro, I don't know, but you are wound to the top. You need to cut back on the coffee. You're making me crazy. Honey, keep up. That's the way we roll here. You're going to go a little wild when you get on with wild. 239, how are you, 239?
Hi. I moved. I got out of the tech house.
Yeah.
This is Diana.
It's a
I'm not feeling much better than I am. I think Shuffleboard got it going. I wanted to ask you, instead of just talking and having fun like I love to with you, now, are you saying this lady's name is Anita? Anita, I can't. You're going so fast. Is it Anita?
Sunita. Sun like the sky and ITA.
Okay, I gotcha. Jethro, the fast talker, you know that.
Yeah.
I'm board certified. holistic, so I love that healing stuff. I'm one of the older ones, also Native American. But my thing is, am I supposed to retire my van and just wait? Is my car coming, or am I supposed to really try to figure out what's wrong with this thing? It's a vehicle thing, and now I heard you say, I see a vehicle running. You were talking to somebody else, though.
You, little Diana, and your little shamanism got in and you got me going. I think what I was seeing your vehicle, and it took me a minute to do it, but that's okay because you have strong energy. This is one of our gifted readers in France, and I love that because I can feel they're telling me yes on the vehicle. They're also teasing me that you've got it going. I'm so glad you got out of that crazy house there in Florida. What the angels are telling me is, as a regular person that calls in, they go, the vehicle's running, and there. I feel like there's going to be some even positive things for you. You're being blessed by the work you're doing, the elders and the way are telling me that you need to get out of there where the people were not treating you right and that the vehicle's there. What are you feeling for our wonderful Diana? Sunita?
I'm getting that she probably just needs to let the vehicle go.
The van go. And
yeah,
get
van.
A new vehicle. Is that sort of what I was reading, Jessel? He talks so fast. A vehicle is there, but you weren't meaning it was the van that's having problems, were you?
That's what I want to know.
Another one coming then?
That's what I'm getting.
So there's another one coming?
Yeah, the van is on its last legs, and there's another vehicle for you.
And that's what I was getting, but, I always need confirmation. And I knew when Jethro said there was a vehicle running, there was another one coming. I just have to believe, even though the angels have been my technicians for years, because I believe in changing energy, and angels can change energy. They may be tired of me saying this needs to be done, because, they like doing the healing probably better than technical repair of vans. Thank
love
you. I'll have to let the van go and bring that other one in soon because I'm far away from a bus stop. I'm like 5 miles from a bus stop. I'm in the country now.
You better get out of that country and come see me in Tampa in April when we're down there going wild.
If I get that car, you're going to be down here in April? Wow. Get that car for me really quick. Let's find someone who wants to buy the van. Let's find a mechanic who wants to buy the van. I'll tell the leprechauns, go find me a mechanic who wants to buy the van. Thank you guys very much. I love you.
You're welcome.
We love you, and those are our fans, and those are our friends, and those of you tuning in, this is Psychic Jethro. I need to know, you guys want to win a prize today, go to PsychicJethro.com. Put in PsychicJethro.com in your computer, type in there a little message and say, I want to win on Psychics Gone Wild. We'll announce you over the air. Last week's winner was Bryn Durham won the book of Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense. Those of you can get that book at Amazon. Get with me. Get that book. You want to learn these abilities. You want to do your intuitive. You can pick the book up right now at Amazon. If you put in that Psychic Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense, you'll see a picture of me on there. There's a beautiful map behind me. What I love with that picture is there's a Tennessee picture. Get the book, see it out. You also, those of you who are learning about me, Living in the Psychic Realm tells you about how as a child I dealt with three teachers to get myself to this ability. I'm very proud of it. It's the first of my series of the books. Get a hold of that book today, Living in the Psychic Realm, if you want to get to know me. We're going to grab a couple of the things here real quick. Winner of the necklace last week, and one was Jackie McCullough in Florida. You Florida people, whoa, way to go, baby. I can't get my hands to clap, so I got to do that. So we're going to hit that clapper and see what we think about her winning. And it's saying that it's going to tell me it. So we're going to – oh, we got that baby back. We love that baby, and that's a happy baby. That's how Jackie feels about winning that necklace. So those of you tuning in, this is Sunita, Shindy, and Jethro. We're going to grab those phones a minute. Thank you, Wes, for this wonderful part of this, the next part of the show that we're going to do here just for a second. You rock. Remember, alienradio.com. Listen to them. They're the best.
Are you looking for today's best psychic? Look no further than JethroSmith.net. With over 30 years of helping people understand their life's meaning, he can communicate with your loved ones that have crossed over. Let his positive energy create a powerful reading for you. That's JethroSmith.net. Give us a call at 928-284-0437 and schedule your online phone session or book your house party. You can even get email readings. That's JethroSmith.net. Transform a gut feeling into an extremely heightened sense of clarity. Call us today.
Thank you. Very emotional. Very good thing. And thank you for doing that. You know, the one thing that I want to say is that we really love to help you. Sanhita, phenomenal person. Sanhita, thank you so much for being a guest. We're going to grab a hold of those phones again. We've got a couple more people wanting to get in wild. Ooh, here's a Colorado number, 720. What do you know, 720?
Hello. Hello. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hi.
Hi.
Really well. I love your voice. You have a radio voice. You have a, like a earth voice. I like it. It's like,
yeah,
you're ready to rock
wonderful.
And roll.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Ah, thank you. My name is Cassandra, and my question is about waiting on a settlement from the uninsured motorist on a lawsuit that's been going on for 2 years. Do you see possibly if they're going to pay, and if so, about when, what time, or soon?
And I get with your energy, I'm getting the guides are telling me that this, I'm getting a block here. It's taking me a little bit, so I don't feel this is right away. I'm feeling like, I feel like Cassandra, that they, the guides are telling me that there's a lot of, I feel like you're having some resistance from some of the stuff there. I feel like this is more than like a $10,000 settlement, correct?
Correct.
I'm seeing it. I'm feeling it. As I ask the guides, and they're showing me times and dates and things working, they're telling me that. How are you feeling, Sunny? To the female side of this, what are you feeling on this? Am I correct?
Yeah, you're correct. I mean, there is a block there, and when I'm asking for time frames, it's in the larger numbers, so it's going to be probably about 8 months to a year until you see anything, if you see anything at all. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but.
Okay.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
it's already.
A little later.
Mm-hmm.
It's already been a little bit, and I feel like you have. Now, am I correct? There's a gentleman involved in this that wears, he's like a thinner gentleman who wears, I feel like, suits, clothes. I'm asking if it's an attorney or involvement. I feel like this person has got a lot of conflict or something. Something's going on about a male that I'm getting around this. I feel like this male is part of what, it's like they're working real hard, but they're having to find more things, or they're getting stalls put up every time they get involved with this. I see this male really frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
I got him. I got you. I can feel his energy, and I feel like that he. I feel like he's on it, but I feel like he's getting blocks and stalls, and he's having to do extra research. I feel that you have to be really. I can hear it, and the guy said that we got to get him to really focus on. You know, we got to get with it, and I feel he's a good one. I'm defending him, but I can see his frustration, and I feel like he's getting thrown one hurdle after another hurdle at him. You know. But he will win, is what they're telling me. He will win. So I hope that helps you. Thank you for calling in. We'll give it a little more. Call back in. Did you hear about us? Can you tell me where you got the show?
Just on Blog Talk. Just random. Yeah.
Welcome. I like your voice. Maybe you could come in later and help us with a commercial or just some fun. You got a cool
yes.
voice. I like your
yes.
voice.
Yes. Well, thank you. I will be contacting you.
You rock. Blessings to you.
Blessings.
Wonderful. We are having it. We're down to that last part. You guys always hate. They're going to push us right out that door and send us home. Sanhita, any wild things you want to tell your fans? You've already got people writing in. I'm going to come in and have a reading with Sanhita because Jethro, I think she's really cool. She dealt with you, and that's a good thing. Hey, you liked me back there in Arizona. Don't you be mean to me. They're telling me and joking here. Sanhita, what do you want to tell these wonderful people? And thank you so much.
Well, geez, I don't know. There's not a lot I can say in another minute, but I mean, I really enjoy doing this kind of work, and I've been doing it off and on for the past 20 years almost. So, you know, I guess if you want, you can email me and we can do readings for you.
Love all you guys. Contact or get a hold of me at my website, and I can send your name over. If you guys caught that, those of you who know me, I've got it up there marketing. I will send it over to her. I do see her. She's going to be here tonight, Friday night, if you guys are in Alexandria.
Yep.
Go right up at 7 because they lock the door. We only have one key, and it gets psychic for an hour and a half. You do have to bring $12 and a happy personality because we'll do all the rest. Love you. Remember that.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh.